USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That tornado went through.
Some residents of Florida's panhandle are saying their communities will never be the same after one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States comes ashore on Wednesday. At least six people are dead from Michael. Florida Governor Rick Scott says in Panama City and Mexico Beach, it looks like something other than a hurricane came through.
It sort of looks like there was tornadoes, so you just see spots where, you know, everything was down.
U.S. lawmakers demanding answers after reports surfaced the government in Saudi Arabia could have murdered a Washington Post columnist inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake speaking angrily about it on the Senate floor yesterday. The president vows to get to the bottom of it with the Saudis. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
The trial of a North Carolina pastor who's been held in Turkey is underway there, and there are reports it's going to end with his release soon. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Andrew Brunson will be handed his passport and will be able to board a U.S.-bound plane perhaps before today is over. Turkish officials claim he committed crimes on behalf of terror groups in their country. President Trump hosts a couple of celebrities in the Oval Office yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump welcomes football legend Jim Brown and Kanye West to the White House.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
West wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
President Trump's former lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, has changed his party registration to Democrat. Another apparent step in a journey to distance himself from the current administration. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's lawyers are reportedly ready to answer questions in the Russia probe. CNN citing inside sources is saying that Trump's legal team is prepping written responses to questions from the special counsel Robert Mueller. It's unclear if the president would agree to be interviewed in person. The written questions are said to focus on possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians trying to meddle in the 2016 election. Investigators also looking into possible obstruction of justice over the firing of FBI Chief James Comey. This week's slide on Wall Street could be ending as the Dow Jones average is heading for a surge at Friday's opening bell based on futures trading. Investors racing to buy while prices are low after the past few days. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also poised for increases. The tech stocks have led the decline in recent weeks, or actually I should say recent days, with concerns over tariffs on imports from China hurting many American businesses that make products over there, and that includes Apple. And Carson Wentz threw three touchdown passes. Big rivalry last night in Thursday Night Football, and the Eagles come out on top, jolting the Giants 34-13 at MetLife Stadium. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.